you have brought up the important concept that the microbiome of an individual really is established by age two, and then tweaking occurs thereafter. And then nicely pointed out that at the age of two, perhaps one could think about preventative strategies. One of the hypotheses, one of the thoughts of what may cause autoimmune processes is that kids are in sterile environments and are not exposed to other bugs in the soil. It's called the hygiene hypothesis. We become so fastidious about wiping out every germ in our environment that we've created an environment that's actually potentially detrimental to the long-term health of our children. Any credibility from a microbiome expert to that hypothesis?
I think there's quite a bit of evidence that epidemiologically that many of these immune-mediated diseases preferentially occur in Western Europe, North America, that are industrialized and tend to have a very clean environment. In fact, many studies have shown that cities, urban areas, have a higher incidence of these disorders than rural. If you have pets in the house, it's protective. If you're the second child in a family, it's protective. I think there's a lot of epidemiologic evidence. I like the idea. It's still a hypothesis. It's not proven. But I like the idea because, as mentioned, the normal gut bacteria are critically important in shaping one's immune system. And if there is delayed exposure to these normal gut complex gut bacteria that live in dirt, that live in less pristine environments, then the education is more normal than delayed. There's some evidence in mice that I think is quite well done that there's a window of opportunity that if you don't educate the immune system during a critically important time, maybe pre-weaning or certainly during the weaning process, you've lost the opportunity to develop protective immune responses. So I think there are huge opportunities to explore this in man and capitalize on that, again, in the prevention concept.
So we should all have our children and grandchildren go roll out in the dirt.
I'm a strong believer in eating dirt.